conversations about how we live out our faith every day. Welcome to Connecting Faith.
Hi, thanks for tuning in today. I'm Neil Statham. Happy Monday to you. Ted Roth at the controls, Chris is at the phones, and we have a great privilege today to be not only hearing about, as we do pretty much always, news on Capitol Hill today, but actually talking with an important leader that plays a role that we don't often have a chance to hear more about. We're talking today with Chaplain Barry Black, who's chaplain of the United States Senate, and we have some limited time with him, so we're going to jump right in. Let me introduce him to you. He's written a new book called Nothing to Fear, Principles and Prayers to Help You Thrive in a Threatening World. What a timely book and topic we have before us today. Barry Black is a Rear Admiral, retired, was elected the 62nd Chaplain of the United States Senate, an office first established way back in 1789. And prior to coming to Capitol Hill, Chaplain Black served in the U.S. Navy for more than 27 years, ending his distinguished career as a Chief of Navy Chaplains. And he's a native of Baltimore, Maryland, an alumnus of Oakwood College, and a number of others. He's earned a Master's of Arts degree in Divinity, Counseling, and Management. He's received a doctorate degree in Ministry and a Doctor of Philosophy degree in Psychology, and has written several books, and we're honored to talk to them about the new book, Nothing to Fear. Chaplain Black, it's an honor to have you with us here on Connecting Faith.
It's an honor for me to be with you, Neil.
I think some of us are probably just curious to know, how does an appointment to the Senate chaplaincy happen? You had a long career in the Navy in many ways. So is this the chaplaincy a Navy position?
Well, it's actually not a Navy position. It is a legislative position, a governmental position, and I am the first career military officer to ever be appointed as the chaplain of the United States Senate. The process begins with a senator nominating a clergy person, a minister, priest, rabbi, or imam for the job when the incumbent decides to step down. Now, that can take a long time. We had one incumbent who was around for 20 years. So it's like wanting to be a music sensation during the Sinatra years. It's just not going to happen. So if the incumbent decides not to to step down, you have to wait, obviously. And when he does, the senators nominate. That pool of nominees are vetted through an initial interview, and then the number is winnowed down to 10. The 10 are invited to a second interview where they have to bring a DVD of their preaching. They have to conduct a Bible study for this 8-member committee, all senators. They have to talk about the strategic direction that they would take the chaplain's department of the Senate if they are appointed. And then that 10, those 10 are winnowed down to 2. And the 2 have a one-on-one interview with the majority leader, who in my case was Dr. Bill Frist, a Republican from Tennessee. And he makes the final decision as to which one of the 2 will be the nominee. So it is a very thorough vetting, and it was obviously a tremendous honor to be selected.
Well, speaking of a DVD of preaching, if people want to hear more from Chaplain Barry Black, they can just go back to the recent National Day of Prayer, or the prayer event, Presidential Prayer Breakfast, where you spoke powerfully. And I just, as an aside, recommend that to anyone listening to just find that, find a link.
Well, you can YouTube it, so it's easy to get to. It was an honor. The President Trump was to my right, Vice President Pence was to my left. It's the first time I've ever started a sermon with the words, President Trump, Vice President Pence. You know, the King of Jordan was there. Members of Parliament, Speakers of Parliament from the Ukraine. You know, it was an amazing experience and a great opportunity to talk about the criticality of prayer and the importance of understanding how to make your voice heard in heaven. So many people, Neil, will go on to the streets with their placards and they will try to make their voices heard on earth. But whoa, James 5:17 says Elijah was a human being like us. And this one man, through the power of his prayer, stopped the rain for 3.5 years. So I think you're probably going to get a lot more done if you make your voice heard in heaven than simply by trying to make it heard on earth.
Good word indeed. Chaplain Barry Black, U.S. Senate, is with us today. Served a long career in the Navy, and I'm thinking, you know, as a Navy chaplain, you are likely aware of many military threats. But you've written about, you know, nothing to fear: principles and prayers to help us thrive in a threatening world. Talk about some of the threats that you address in your book today.
Well, I think the first threat, Neil, is the fact that we, as people of faith, believe in the demonic. Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's the mistake we make sometimes. We think we're just wrestling against flesh and blood. But it says we're wrestling against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. We're wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Christ was so aware of the demonic that he said to Peter in Matthew 16:23, this is his closest buddy, this is, we'd say in the inner city, his boo, and he says to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Satan simply means adversary. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So that's what the book is all about, that critical, predatory, demonic threat. Jesus said in Matthew 10, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Now, that seems crazy, okay? Why would a good shepherd send a lamb, let alone a mature sheep, not to encounter a wolf, which would destroy it with no problem, but into the midst of wolves? Well, that's what he said. And he said, be ye therefore wise as a snake and harmless as a dove. So those are two opposites. My first chapter deals with how to reconcile those two opposites. How can you be wise as a snake and yet harmless as a dove? It just doesn't seem to jive. But he's basically saying you need to have a tough mind and you need to have a tender heart. So you've got the foundational threat of the predatory and all of the branches that will come from that. That's the root, the branches that come. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, all those who live godly will suffer persecution. So there's going to be pushback whenever you try to live right. And a lot of the contention and division that we see in the world today is that's pushback from the powers of darkness. Jesus said in John 16:33, it's an amazing verse, in this world you will have trouble. Wow. You know, so it's that kind of pushback that we see from this world. And then there are the general threats of health challenges that we need to, that will disturb our peace, and we have to wrestle with that. Financial challenges. There's so many things that we cannot control. We can't control the asymmetrical threat of terrorism. We don't know what to do. And so we're filled with fear when 1 John chapter 4 says, There is no fear in love, for perfect love will cast out fear. And Isaiah 26:3 says, you, speaking of God, will keep them in perfect peace when their minds are kept focused on you. In Matthew chapter 14, Peter was walking on the water. He became fearful when he took his eyes off of Jesus and saw the winds boisterous. Then he became afraid. And so having nothing to fear means having the right focus in spite of the myriad threats that we must face in a predatory world.
Principles and Prayers to Help You Thrive in a Threatening World is the subtitle of Chaplain Barry Black's new book, Nothing to Fear. We have a couple of copies we're going to give away. I encourage you to sign up for that with a phone call today. We'll do a drawing at the top of the hour. It's 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. It is a great honor to talk today with Chaplain Barry Black, who has served as a chaplain in the United States Senate since 2003, had a long career in the Navy, ended that career as the Chief of Navy Chaplains. He and his family have three sons, and we're going to talk a little bit about his, not only some of his experience on Capitol Hill, but his experience growing up in native Baltimore, Maryland. We'll get to all that in just a moment. You want to stick around for more here with Chaplain Barry Black on Connecting Faith. Talking Nothing to Fear today, Principles and Prayers to Help You Thrive in a Threatening World with Chaplain Barry Black. Barry is the chaplain of the United States Senate. We're honored to have him with us. Some copies of this great book, which I've been using as almost a little devotional over the last month or so, and I recommend it to you. It's from Tyndale. Chaplain Black, I know we maybe can assume some of the temptations the senator or congressman face, things like maybe the use of power or ideology of pride. You address each of the seven deadly sins. Maybe say a little bit more about those troublesome traits.
Well, I call them the seven pallbearers because they certainly can take you out. And I think that pride is at the top of the list. And the reason why it's at the top of the list is because I believe that that's the root of all other sin. I think that sin started with pride. Isaiah chapter 14, speaking of Lucifer, said, how are you fallen so far from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? For you said in your heart, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. Proverbs tells us pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So that's critical. And then lust, of course, is a challenge because it takes something that God intended for miraculous use. It takes the power to procreate, that drive, that urge, and it transforms it into something that is really repulsive when we see it as God sees it. We each of us has flammable areas in his or her life, and that urge that the enemy can use, because David says in the 51st Psalm, I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity, that can certainly take us out. And we see so many examples of that. David, a man after God's own heart, commits the dual sins of hot-blooded adultery and cold-blooded murder, and it started with the adultery. And then sloth, of course, my God, it keeps us from maximizing our possibilities. Ecclesiastes 9:10, Neil says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, nor knowledge, nor device, nor wisdom in the grave where you're going. Well, the lazy person turns that around and finds all kinds of reasons not to accomplish things. And so the lazy person becomes like the person in the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, the man with one talent who just buries the gift in the earth, forgetting that we are accountable to God for what he has given us, and each of us has been given something to be used for God's glory. And then, of course, anger, destructive anger, because there is a constructive anger. The book of Ephesians says, be angry and sin not. How much havoc in the world is caused by anger? Domestic violence is often just acting out in anger. The first murder, Cain killing his brother, anger. And Jesus links it with murder, and hate in his Sermon on the Mount. And then, of course, greed. 1 Timothy says the love of money is the root of all evil. And then gluttony, of course. You just look at the health challenges that we face as a nation and look at the epidemic of obesity, and you know that we need a little more self-control and restraint. And then envy has caused so many problems. We forget that the grass is often greener on the other side because our neighbor is watering his grass. So it's critical that if we're going to be innocent as doves, that tender heart of the survival strategy that Jesus gave us, we've got to deal with those seven pallbearers: pride, lust, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, and envy.
You'll find some powerful teaching and preaching, really, in the book Nothing to Fear, Principles and Prayers to Help You Thrive in a Threatening World, a new book from Chaplain Barry Black. And Chaplain, I think, you know, as you work with those that are representing us, leading us, now decisions have future long-term consequences. How do you help senators, maybe us, see the long view?
Well, I try to provide senators with tactics for making ethical decisions. And ethical decisions are decisions that we make when we're faced with an ethical conundrum, a right versus right conundrum. Right versus wrong is not an ethical dilemma. You just do the right thing. But there are, for these lawmakers, right versus right. In fact, most of the issues that are debated in the chamber involve right versus right. And you have, for the most part, two parties with different presuppositions regarding how government can best help people. And when you have that, then you're going to have a different notion regarding what is the better way of dealing with a particular challenge, whether it is health care, whether it is national defense, whatever the challenge may be. How much government do we actually need? I teach a Bible study where we deal with some of these issues of how do you make tough choices with a right versus right dilemma. And one way is to, first of all, understand what you are dealing with in terms of ethical paradigms. Am I dealing with truth versus loyalty, right versus right? Am I dealing with the individual versus the community? What might be great for the individual may be deleterious for the community, and vice versa. Am I dealing with long-term versus short-term? What may be great for the short-term may be bad for the long-term. Or what may be bad for the long-term, or what may be great for the long-term may be bad for the short-term, et cetera. So you wrestle with that, and then you begin to look at ethical principles, some in philosophy, some in theology. For instance, John Stuart Mill has a wonderful principle with his utilitarianism where he says, strive to do the most good for the most people. Of course, in most of the religions with a sacred text, you have the golden rule or its equivalent. What you don't want done to you, don't do to someone else. So when I'm looking at an issue, for instance, the immigration challenge, and I ask myself, long-term versus short-term, certainly there's some stuff there. Justice versus mercy, certainly you've got to deal with some of that. What would I not want done to me? Okay, so that golden rule. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 7:12, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for this is the law and the prophets. In other words, this is the cliff notes of the Bible. Immanuel Kant has a wonderful principle. He calls it universalizing. He says, whenever you're faced with an ethical conundrum, you make it a global law. It's your duty to make it a global law. So if you were, for instance, talking about how to deal with undocumented workers in our nation, you would ask yourself, if I were making a global law, Kant puts it this way, it's one of his four categorical imperatives, live in such a way that your action can be made universal law. So what if I were advising every government on earth, this is the way you should deal with undocumented workers. What would the law be? And you'd be amazed at how bringing various lenses to look at the problem of a right versus right conundrum will bring clarity. It's a constructive and a beautiful way to do it. And so that's the approach that I encourage as I teach and as I interact with our lawmakers.
We only have about 60 seconds left. I know your time is limited, and we're honored to have you with us today. I'm wondering if you ever get tempted to preach when you pray, but we maybe don't have time to get into it, but how can we pray for you, Chaplain Black?
Well, the first thing that you can pray is that God would grant me wisdom. The second thing you can pray is that God would grant me favor. And the final thing that you could pray is that God would grant me, and this is specific, a quadruple anointing is what I'm asking for. So prayer warriors who are listening to this program, that's what you need to be praying for, Chaplain Black in the United States Senate. Wisdom, favor, and a quadruple anointing. Elisha asked for a double anointing. I want twice what he got. He got twice what Elijah got. James 4:2 says, we have not because we ask not. I think in a nuclear age, that's what is needed to provide ministry to our lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Chaplain Black is well on the way. Chaplain Barry Black, chaplain of the United States Senate, with us today, talking about his new book, Nothing to Fear, Principles and Prayers to Help You Thrive in a Threatening World. Highly recommended. We've got some copies to give away. Sign up for it now with your call at 877-93-FAITH. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk a little bit about urban churches. Stay tuned for more.